If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. And the whole question, where can I go from your spirit? And hopefully this is not only comforting to Jake, but Jake's parents, Charlie and Ted, to know Jake is going to experience the same love and support from God in China. And it may come through different people and in different ways, but God will be there. Like, God is already there, waiting. Years ago, I was with a fellow that was my brother and me. We'd have some bands come in to play, and there's a band called The Waiting, that you might remember. And one of my pals was to go pick them up from the airport. And so we went and had these big poster board signs. I thought it was clever. Waiting for the waiting. And I think they got off of, are you all right? But anyway, you know that God is already there, waiting. And yet God is also here. That he's omnipresent, he's everywhere. That's the point of the verse. Where can I go to be away from your presence? And the answer is nowhere. Now this isn't a probably good biblical church reference, and I'm not probably thinking it all the way through, because this movie probably been 25 or more years ago. And sometimes I get the picture in my head of that movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze. And at some point in the movie, he's, and this is before you were born in the front row, sorry. But Patrick Swayze, he is not there, he's dead. This isn't a biblical story. But he is trying so hard to communicate with the people that are right next to him and they can't hear him. And he's shouting. And sometimes God is omnipresent and yet we don't even see him. He's right next to us. But he doesn't always shout. He'll whisper to us. And so let me whisper for a moment. As he tells us, sometimes we can't hear him because we're not still. The Bible tells us to be still and know that he is God. Verse 10, as we go back up here, it says, even there, your hand will guide and hold us. Wherever you are, God will guide and hold. You don't have to be in China to need that to happen. When you're overwhelmed and overburdened, when you're stressed and overcome, when you're beaten down and fearful, even then, God will guide you and show you what comes next. When we feel afraid and feel like we're totally alone in this world, even then, God will hold you. Some of you have pets. I think I'm probably allowed you to have pets. Raise your hand if you have pets. Any of you have nervous pets? They're fine around you, but somebody else comes over, somebody new situation, and they're a little nervous. They're only safe in mama or papa's arms or whatever you call yourself, your pet. They're only safe when they're right there with you. Like a thunderstorm, and they want to be in your lap, being held by you. They want to run to the one person that they know is going to keep them safe, that will shelter them and give them comfort in the hard times. Do you know that we have a God who waits constantly with arms open for you to come barreling into his chest, to jump in his lap? A God is watching and available as we run around and scramble around and dart back and forth, striving and attempting to control our little worlds, just waiting for the lightning storm or the one thing that will cause us to wake up, come to our senses, something that gives us perspective to stop and to look to him. And no matter who you are and what's happening in your life right now, no matter where life is about to take you, no matter what change is about to happen, no matter what type of place you find yourself in right now, even in that place, God will be there. Even in that place, God's hand will guide you. God's right hand will hold you tight. And the tricky part of that is just remembering Him. Just knowing that, having Him in front of you, that God's always there for us. It's just like radio waves, right? You can probably all pull out your phones and tune into any radio station around, or your cars on the radio. You know, they're there, right? I don't know, what's... Matt, what's your favorite radio station?
MMQ.
It's right here. It's right here. It's all around us right now. Those radio waves for MMQ are right around us. They're just unseen. 2 Corinthians 4, when Ron, we go to 2 Corinthians 4, 16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us internal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal. And that, right, just like MMQ is here, but we don't hear it, we don't, unless we tune it in. God says that we need to tune it in. We need to fix our eyes. To tune in that radio. And how do we do that? Well, part of that is our relationship. You can't have a relationship without communication. The problem is communication is often can be misunderstood. I've been married to Amy for 21 years, and I still don't always hear her and understand her perfectly. After 25 years of walking with God, I don't always hear or understand Him perfectly either. I don't get clear every time. I'm not any different than anybody else. But I'll tell you this, it gets easier. It gets easier. After 21 years of marriage, I can recognize my wife's voice when she, you know, calls the phone right away. She doesn't have to tell me who it is. Even if it's a bad connection. And after more than 25 years of relationship with God, more and more I know His voice when He talks to me. And the longer you grow in your relationship with the Lord, the more it is easier to know when He's talking to you. The key is learning how to tune Him in. Jesus says in Luke 8:8, you have ears to hear, let Him hear. And God has given us all the equipment we need to hear, and we just need to turn our satellite in this direction. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So we focus on what is eternal. That's how we are tuned into Him. I mean, I've told this before. When I was in high school, I was reading a story about a woman who was the head of a Fortune 500 company. And they were asking her the questions, little interview questions, and one of them was, how do you make decisions day to day on running this company? And she said, the way I do it is, I look at this decision and I say, you know, as I schedule things by importance, what I need to address, is what I'm addressing right now going to matter in 5 years? And if it's not, then it doesn't matter. Then it's not important. It's not going to matter in 5 years. For us, we focus on what's eternal. If it's not going to matter for eternity, is it really going to matter? No. And so that's where our focus comes from. And then right after this verse, of course not coincidentally, 2 Corinthians 5 says, for we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead of our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened because we do not wish to be unclothed, but clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. So what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Even in the hard times we go through, even those times we're only getting wear and tear on our tent, which at the end of time will be turned in for a house. Like the tabernacle in the desert that became a temple in Jerusalem. The tabernacle was only for the desert times. And I know a lot of you are going through desert times, but the temple is forever. Just know it, even in your desert time, whether it's in China or in your living room, whether God challenges you to help others abroad or eliminate sin in your own life, even there, your right hand, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for today. God, thank you for your presence, that as we've trusted you and trusted in your Son for our salvation, that there's nowhere we can go but flee from your presence. God, that you are right there, that you promised to guide us, that you promised to hold us fast. God, for each person here, for the circumstance and the situations that they are dealing with, God, I pray that you would be right there to guide them. Right there to hold them fast. And that you would give them eyes to see and ears to hear you. That we would, for a moment, be still enough to hear your whisper, to hear your voice. Pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, if we could have the big team.